So we're talking about Chesterfield, and one thing that you've got great home form, haven't you? Only one defeat so far this season. How much confidence do you have in your players to get results as you did on Tuesday?
Tuesday was hard work, especially in the second half of normal time. When we come in every game, you will have always periods where you have to battle through things. You have periods where things going relatively easy, or things you have a float of a game and the float of the passing and movement, and you have to deal in those periods, both periods. You have to deal with that. You have to manage them. And I was happy that we conceded again very late. Could have ended in a really blow mentality wise, but the players mentally shook it off and got it safely over the line. And I think we need to approach the game against Chesterfield. They have the knife between their teeth. They come after us. They need to win games. We need to win games. So we have to deal with that. We saw them against Chesterfield live. Against Sheffield United. And for big parts of the first 60, 70 minutes, they was right in the game. They made the game scrappy. They made the game ugly. And that is where they are right in the game. And we can't be too pretty. We can't be too nice. We have to understand what will come, and we have to deal with that in our own way.
You know what to expect from them, but they'll know what to expect from you, because it's not that long since you actually played them. Of course, you won over in Derbyshire 1-0.
Yeah, I think it was a second, our only second away win. I think we was decent. We was up. We could have been get the second goal and had some very good counter attacks. And in the end, a great performance from Alex, our goalkeeper, made two very good saves, and we got it over the line. So again, a very even game, but we did well with the players we had available for the day and the shape we had, and we put a lot in that game. And then we are addressing it with the same belief and the same attitude and the same hunger, then I think we put ourselves in a very good position for tomorrow.
Conor McLaughlin got the goal. Do you think he should get more goals, given the fact that he can strike the ball so cleanly with either foot?
No, I think he scored one against Chesterfield. He scored against Azerbaijan. And so I can assure you he will start the game.
And it's good to have him back. I mean, he's a good player, but I'm sure he's great around the building as well, in the dressing room.
Yeah, of course. Conor did very well for this football club, and continually is doing well. There is an issue with the amount of games he had in the last 2 years, but we, as a coaching staff and medical staff and sports science staff, and I know Conor by himself, we do everything to get him as fresh as we can for games.
The club have copped a fine for supposedly playing an understrength team in the EFL Trophy. You did make a lot of changes. What is your reaction? Because I think you were hopeful that you would avoid that fine, but unfortunately, you've got one.
Yeah, I think the people who mention understrength team are very disrespectful to my players. That's only what I can say. Those players, they should come in front of my players and tell my players they are basically understrength. So, very disrespectful.
Have you spoken to the chairman, Andy Pilley?
No. Why?
Presume he backed you when you decided to make those changes, and he was happy for you to do that.
We written a letter. We informed them before. It was absolutely reasonable explanations. 4 games in 8 days. We helped the FA Cup to accomplish the game from a Saturday to a Monday. Didn't got dispensation like a Premier League club got. So from our side, we did everything what we could, and I don't think that is the end. I think there's more talk going on regarding the amount of fine we have to take.
So there's a chance that the club might...
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer, but I assume we will have very good arguments, counter-arguments to speak to them.
Martin Wolford went off against Carlisle United. Is there any update on his fitness, the injury? Can he tell us more about it?
Yes, he is not available, unfortunately. He will be out for quite some time. He will see on Monday a specialist. After that, we will know exactly. In the moment, we know roughly what he has. You get all X-rays and MRs or CT scan or whatever they did. So we knew roughly what he has, and that I can tell you that now already. He will be missing for a while, a ligament injury in his knee. But on Monday, we'll see a specialist where we are sending all our players regarding knee problems, a highly regarded person, and he will then definitely tell us the way forward. But I think for the near future, unfortunately for Martin and for us, he's not available.